This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The seventh film in the Fast and Furious franchise opens tomorrow. Furious 7, it's cleverly called. Vengeance hits home. Producers, though, had something of a problem on their hands because star Paul Walker, you might remember, was killed in a car crash about a year and a half or so ago. While some of Walker's scenes had already been filmed, the studio had to use a variety of tricks to finish the picture. His brothers stood in as body doubles. They reused bits of footage from earlier in the series, and they employed some movie-making magic as well, mapping Walker's digital likeness onto some key scenes. Carolyn Giardina covers technology like this for The Hollywood Reporter. Carolyn, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
The opening line of this story is it kind of sums it all up, right? No actor is indispensable. That does sort of seem to be what Hollywood would want to do here, right? Preserve their options.
They're doing that in different ways and for a variety of reasons.
First of all, how do they do it? It's got to be all digital, right?
There are actually a number of different ways you can do it, and we've seen this in Gladiator in 2000 when Oliver Reed passed away. They used images of him to create a sort of digital map of his face, if you will, which they put onto a body double, and then they reanimated his mouth in order to make him appear in scenes.
Which does sort of make you wonder how good it can really look if they're reanimating his mouth.
I mean, even since then, technology has evolved even further. For a lot of stunt scenes, visual effects companies are already creating fully digital humans.
Wow.
And in this case, it's for the purpose of stunts where you don't want to put an actor or a stunt person in a dangerous situation.
Is every movie worth this kind of investment? Because it has to be crazy expensive, right?
What a lot of visual effects people will tell you today is if you have enough time and you have enough money, and you have the talented visual effects artists as well, they can do pretty much anything. Really, one of the most difficult things that they're still trying to work on is just your eyes, because if you kind of have a vacant expression in your eyes, and we've seen this in, you know, even movies like The Polar Express, for example, when you get very close to a character looking human, but it's not quite.
Yeah.
Something doesn't feel right. It almost has a creepy sensation when you view it. It's a perceptual zone that's called the uncanny valley. And visual effects companies have been trying to work on that. Probably the toughest part of what we're talking about.
I was interested to read at the bottom of this article that now you say studios and production companies are just regularly taking digital scans or digital images at the beginning of production, just so they have it.
What my source at the end of that story also said was that he's starting to hear of instances where they're scanning them also for archival purposes. One of the first times we saw a very realistic CG actor or facial performance was The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. They used CG to age Brad Pitt, but also to make him younger. And his face was scanned for that film. So if you do have this digital blueprint of the actor, if you will, there's a lot you can do in the digital realm right now.
But then aren't we inevitably going to that place where actors, well, I guess they'll have to because they want the job, right? But they're going to say, no, you can't scan me. I mean, you have Robin Williams now saying you can't use my imagery 25 years after my death, which means no computer-generated Mrs. Doubtfire.
And also not just in motion pictures. I mean, it's been announced that they're going to create a virtual Buddy Holly performance for a show in Las Vegas. Now, in that case, that's being done with his widow and estate. But as you correctly point out, I do think these are going to raise a lot of questions going forward.
Carolyn Giardina is a contributing editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Carolyn, thanks very much.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.